Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Good evening. The show starts tonight looking in on the armada arrayed around Islamic Republic of Iran. Speaking once more with the very helpful General Blaine Holt, United States Air Force retired, about what the various air elements and naval elements mean for the campaign against the regime. This is not a snatch and grab. They've arrayed an air fleet that can campaign for days. Question of what targets are on the ground, that would be the police stations, the barracks, the communication links, the homes, the palaces, the guardians, the tunnels of the regime. Also the arsenal, underground missile arsenal, the launch sites, the power centers, communications, lots of targets. Do you hit them all at once? You layer them in days. And then you walk concentric circles in on the leadership. They await a decap. Are they planning to martyr themselves or are they planning to surrender? Unknown. That's what it looks like from the Air Force's point of view. I haven't talked with the Navy. My best Navy voice is in the administration and therefore properly silent. Iran is not the solution. It is a remedy to something else, which is the disorder in Europe. Starmer's in Beijing making deals. Russia's eyeing victory in Ukraine or retreat. Gold is over 5,000. Speak to Michael Bernstam about gold. Russia's making money, closing their budget gap with the gold. They have lots of gold, and they mine more of it. 300 tons, I think I heard Michael say. One ton of gold is worth $170 million. So they're pulling more out, not only from Russia, but from Africa, pulling more out all the time and selling it. And then pulling more out pays a lot of bills. Conversation about the wonderful world of China after the failure of the economy. Ann Stevenson Yang joins. In the South China Morning Post, there's an article about loneliness. The Chinese who do not marry, do not have families, and live inside their iPhones. A very clever person wrote the other day, a lot of my problems would be solved if I had a boyfriend instead of an iPhone. Very clever. God bless. My iPhone is not nearly such a companion. It's part of my work. Makes connections easily handheld when I think of them to the conversation I'm having, which then goes to a podcast that then goes to the iPhones for the audience. Except for the live portion in the morning. Tomorrow morning, we're having a conversation about unemployment and AI. Alan Tonelson will join to provide the understanding right now about what artificial intelligence in its many iterations means for job loss in manufacturing and trade and services and transportation, everything to do with moving goods. Chris Weigel will join to talk about unemployment in QSRs and large franchises. Amazon's just announced a layoff of another 16,000. AI is extremely productive and makes connections that were not obvious except for humans could do them. The Iran story is the immediate threat. So that's what I work with. I did have a conversation, though, with the author, Tevi Troy, who's written a review of a new book, McNamara at War, a book I've read and talked to one of the authors about. McNamara was my young adulthood. He was Mr. Efficiency at the Pentagon. Came from the right side of the tracks, but the poor right side of the tracks. And worked his way in the world because of that ability to remember details and to recite them as if he was reading from a document. And impressed Kennedy, impressed Johnson. The verdict now is that he overstated the Pentagon. and made it easy for Johnson to make it Mr. McNamara's war. An opinion that may be just, maybe not, little license, but McNamara spent the rest of his life guilt-ridden for having prosecuted a war that was not only unwinnable, it was unfightable. There was no point to it. Vietnam wasn't going to fall to Moscow. My youth. We have a different direction now. In conversation with Kevin Fraser that's uplifting about AI. AI must have competition. Don't close it down. Don't turn it into a monopoly where one dominates everything. That deters innovation. And don't regulatory capture it and use the word safety against innovation, is Kevin Fraser's recommendation. I concur. Simon Constable's in the south of France. We had a little fun, poking fun at Keir Starmer on his way to China. At the time of the revelation that China's been listening in all the phone calls of all the ministers, including the prime minister. I tell the Chinese who listen on my show that it's broadcast. You don't have to hack anything. Just buy radio. It's the nature of the Communist Party that it believes that it's behind and must steal, must imitate, must copy, must monitor, must surveil. Odd business. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it, including the conversation with Paul Kallas, the astronomer, about the formation of planets. Observed with the Hubble Space Telescope, what appear to be the formation of two planets in the Fomalhaut system, 25 light years out. Collision after collision, making this white-hot ball that, when it cools, in theory will be a rocky and wet planet. 25 light-years from here, that's a drift over on, well, I can't say how fast Enterprise would have to go. Not too fast. Not too big of a jump. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.